pero sí me tiene coordenadas ahí.
A journey starts on a ranch in Michoacán State, southwest Mexico. A group of families have come here to search for their treasures. That's what they call their family members who've been disappeared. Criminals told police when they were arrested that they buried bodies in this ranch, including Abel, the son of Maria de Lourdes Romero. This is her chance to find him.
I'm in so much pain. I haven't got anything against the people who did this to him. May God forgive them and have mercy on them.
Ask her how long since her son disappeared.
1 year and 3 months.
And it's the first time you've been able to come here and look for him?
Always when I go up onto my roof, I say to myself, son, I know where you are, but I can't come and get you. It's so sad to know that there's nothing I can do.
She hasn't been able to look till now because it hasn't been safe to do so. This state is in the grip of criminal groups, like other areas of Mexico, and they don't want bodies found. But this time, authorities have come with the families. It's the first large-scale search for the disappeared ever in Michoacán. Maria and the others have accepted they won't get them back alive. But it's tough.
Torturados, mutilados. Es muy fuerte, pero tenemos que asimilarlo.
There are almost 80,000 people disappeared in Mexico, as if a full football stadium had suddenly vanished. Many of them murdered and then hidden by criminals or even authorities. Their relatives usually search for them with rudimentary tools. It's all they can afford. A metal rod, screwed into the ground, then sniffed for the smell of decaying flesh. They spread out to comb the hillside, but they find nothing in the ranch. Not Abel or anyone else. And so, over a week, the search goes on. We saw them bust through concrete floors, pull up stones, uproot trees and bushes, dredge swampy ground on a mission to find them. And all the time, they're being watched by criminal groups. The heavily armed security forces who are with them are just visitors here. In a week, they'll be pulling out. For now, they offer some protection. But as with so many other searches, it's the relatives of the missing who take the lead.
One thing you notice here is it's the families that are teaching each other how to search, not really the authorities.
There's a common complaint from families in Mexico that authorities are understaffed, under-equipped and unwilling to help. Ernesto works for the National Search Commission, created by the government to try and improve things. He says they're slowly getting more resources.
We started the commission with 10 people and more are being added to the team all the time.
In this hunt, state authorities brought sniffer dogs, forensic teams, and metal detectors into play. But it still felt like looking for needles in a haystack. By the fourth day, everyone was praying. She's asking for strength and supernatural energy for the search.
We're now on day 4 of the search, and the authorities and the families have identified a spot that they think that bodies might be, so we're looking again to see if there's something here.
The farmer of this land says he saw criminals tip something down his well. The families begin to pull up mud. Ruth Gumasindo at the top sieved through it. She's been looking for her son, Marco Antonio, for years. She explains what that's been like.
The moment that they took them away, our peace was finished. We're not complete after that.
That's how we left her and the others, still searching in the mud with their anguish and the hope that a small fragment of their relatives might help them to be complete again. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Vicente Guerrero, Mexico.